This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout out goes to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and women out there behind the wheels of the big 18-wheelers, keeping it all going coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Now, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. You can find us on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take advantage of the different things we have over there for you to see. All right, well, joining us right now, we have a lawyer and GOP strategist, as she likes to call herself, Amanda Mackey. Good morning there.
Good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Amanda, we got to talk about what happened last night in the Senate, a tremendous move, a victory for our constitutional republic. And yes, folks, listen to those two words, a victory for our constitutional republic and free and fair elections with the SB1 bill going down in flames.
It was quite a victory. The For the People Act, what they tried to do was basically take all of the worst laws of the state of California, ballot harvesting, required mail-in balloting, banning voter ID laws in all 50 states, and impose that on every American, and it failed. It failed on a party line vote. And if you've heard me on this show before, you've heard me say you are not to trust Joe Manchin.
Right.
People always think, well, Joe Manchin's a conservative. Joe Manchin's really more like a Republican. No, he's not. He's a Democrat, and he always will be. And why he pretends to be, you know, the person who will be moderate, the person who will, you know, listen to both sides, you know, I think he wants to portray himself as that, but he always votes in the end with Democrats. But that didn't matter because guess what? As much as the Democrats want to portray that they have control and that they have this mandate from the American people, they don't. They're in a 50-50 Senate. And that's exactly what happened last night. So even your more, you know, rhino Republicans, if you will, even your more moderate Republicans, centrist Republicans, they even panned this legislation and voted against it. So it came down to a party line vote. Never bet against Mitch McConnell. He's very good at whipping votes. Whipping votes means making sure people stay in line. They don't vote for the other side's bill. He is very masterful at that. And that's what you saw last night. And this is a victory for the American people.
Well, we had a comment made by our vice president that this was a very bad move for democracy in America and this, that, and the other. What did I just emphasize when I said what I said? We are a constitutional republic.
That's right. We are.
When is the other side going to understand that that's what we are? We are not a democracy. And the reason they do that is because why?
Well, really what this comes down to is they want to win elections. They know they can't win on their own merits. They know that they have to maneuver and use procedural tactics to be able to win. And what they saw happen in 2020 is what they want to happen from years forward, moving forward. And as I said on the show before, I was a Trump attorney in Wisconsin, and this was November, Thanksgiving week, so 2-3 weeks after the election. Mm-hmm. And I was observing the ballots there. We went through all the ballots in Milwaukee County. And basically between Milwaukee County and Madison County, we found 200,000 ballots that were missing the condition precedent. In other words, missing a signature of a witness, missing a date of the witness, missing their address, missing the application required for there to be a mail-in ballot. Mm-hmm. I say all this because these are the types of things that allowed a state like Wisconsin to go for President Biden by only 20,000 votes when we found 200,000 ballots that were missing those conditions precedent, one or more of those conditions precedent. So that just tells you if they can do this mail-in balloting thing and make it mandatory in all 50 states, don't allow for voter ID when virtually all the states have voter ID laws already. You're going to see that they are going to be able to push their way into mm-hmm. winning elections that they normally wouldn't win. That's why this legislation was so important for them, and they failed.
And by the way, Georgia just pitched 108,000 people off the registry because about 50,000 of them thereabouts were dead.
Well, that's
Some of whom may have voted in the last couple of elections. Thank you,
yes.
Stacey Abrams. Hold that thought. Folks, coming right back with more with Amanda Mackey, a lawyer and GOP strategist. You can find out more about her at her website, Amanda Mackey, MAKKI.com. All right, I'll be right back with more.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
And by the way, when Brian Stetler was complaining about 676,000 people watching his television show, The Worst Ever, that was the night we hit 2.4 million listeners on the radio with the sources that we have. Now, hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to meet one of my listeners that just bought a new Nissan. And it's amazing how they get customers from just all over the place. The Panhandle, South Georgia, Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, the Midwest, and all the way out west as far away as Phoenix, Arizona. Now, Moss Nissan does that because they can't be beat when it comes to price and customer service. And by the way, all their vehicles come with Moss Care, remember? Oil changes, free oil changes, and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, you can't beat the selection right now at Moss. They have over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles there. Whatever it is that you need to have, they got. Otherwise, they'll go find it for you. And by the way, clean trade-ins are commanding a great resale price. So take advantage and upgrade your ride right now. They gave me $2,500 over the top book value for the vehicle I was driving. It was an extra $4,000 that I had not planned on. And I turned around and got another vehicle, a new vehicle as a result. And it was only because of that. It wasn't because of any other reason, because I was happy with what I had. But anyway, Moss Nissan, of course, the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, vets, and first responders, church pastors, too, all get taken great care of. And don't forget, their motto, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation, check out and test drive the hottest SUV in the market, the Rogue, Nissan Rogue. And their locations, Nissan locations, Moss Nissan in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa. Check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That'll save you even more money. All right, back to Amanda Mackey, and thank you very much. Thank you very much, and thank you for being here today.
Absolutely.
Now, we have got more and more American voters, Democrat, Republican, Independent, whatever they are, waking up to the fact we've got CRT, we've got higher taxes, we've got uncontrollable inflation. I still remember gasoline back around Christmas time at $1.87 a gallon. Yesterday, the cheapest I could find was $2.79. And we've got certainly failed border security. Open the door and let them in.
I paid $3.09 for diesel. My car's a diesel. And that I have never, ever paid for, not in the years that I've owned a diesel truck. So, yes, it's become very expensive, especially for people on a fixed income.
Mm-hmm.
It is not just that we are becoming more of a socialist nation under Joe Biden in less than 150, 60 days that we're at right now. By people getting paychecks to sit at home.
Mm-hmm.
It is not that we have massive amounts of widespread, not only unemployment, but people not going to work. When was the last time we had this type of shortage in the airline industry, unless it was a strike?
Mm-hmm.
We have people that are literally not going to work. It has hamstrung the airline industry to where they've had to cancel 40 flights, American Airlines has. And no one is saying a word.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing how the media, the liberal left media, will cover for the Democrats.
Yeah.
They don't say a word. I mean, just look at what happened to the G7 last week.
Yeah.
You know, this is basically one thing Biden has to do was, you know, make Putin worry. Make Putin have to look over his shoulders and say, I don't want to mess with the United States. And instead, Putin was the one there that looked good. He sat there for 55 minutes and took questions, and Joe Biden couldn't even fumble a sentence together.
Right.
We look bad.
Yeah.
We look bad. The price of everything has gone up. The southern border crisis is a disaster. Think about it like this. It has been 91 days since Kamala Harris was tasked with the role of border czar.
Mm-hmm.
She hasn't shown up to the border. If you worked a job in corporate America or the job that you had and you didn't show up for 90 days, or the people who are listening on the phone, you didn't show up to your job for 90 days, what would happen?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wouldn't
fired.
Have a job.
You wouldn't have a job. But
mm-hmm.
guess what? She still has a job.
Mm-hmm.
Why? We have a crisis on our southern border, and I don't want to ever hear these Democrats say they care about women or they care about children. Do you know what's happening to women and children right now?
Mm-hmm.
Women and children are being sexually assaulted, sexually abused, sold into the sex slave trade to pay their debts for coming to America,
yep.
And the Democrats don't care.
Yep. Well, let's go.
An absolute black eye on this administration, and the media would just pretend that it doesn't exist.
Yeah, and let's go one step further here, because inflation is on everybody's mind. Prices are soaring, yet we're seeing shortages in the supply chain starting to produce themselves. And, of course, there's rising concerns right now that the U.S. is headed back to the days of the double-digit inflation in the 70s and Jimmy Carter. That's been mentioned several times. Now, I believe there's three winning issues here for the Republicans, anyone that would want to jump on this bandwagon and take my advice right now. Number one, law and order. And I'll start with the New York City mayoral primary yesterday, because you had two people that are law and order candidates, one a Republican and one a Democrat, that led the pack. Now, our buddy from the Guardian Angels, Curtis Sliwa, who I know him, he's a great guy. If he gets elected mayor, he'd be a good one. And then you've got Eric Adams, who I don't know, retired NYPD captain, but he led the way in the Democratic side with law and order.
Exactly. So when it comes down to their own backyard, they'll talk about, yeah, let's defund the police. That's what Democrats will talk about, because it's one of their talking points. It's one of the things that they want to push. But when it comes to their own backyard, when it comes to their own safety, they want a law and order mayor. And that's what the election results were about last night. They want someone who is willing to not defund the police, someone who is willing to push for more and increased funding for police, someone who has that understanding of the importance of police. And, you know, it's like, look back to Baltimore. What was Baltimore doing and saying, we've got to defund the police? Instead, they exponentially increased the budget for the Baltimore police.
Yeah.
Because when it comes to their own backyards, when it comes to their own safety, they're selfish. But sure, we'll talk about defunding the police because it's a great talking point for us. And people will follow us, like the feet, they'll follow us.
Yeah, and number two, number two right behind it has got to be inflation because we're all seeing what's going on, and it's not going away. I don't care what they say. I just got done talking to Chris Markowski a few minutes ago. It's not going away anytime soon. It's going to be there as long as these idiots are allowed to continue to do what they're doing.
Well, it's clear, and that was, hyperinflation is already here. If anyone has tried to purchase a house or follow the housing market like I do, you already know that hyperinflation is in the housing market.
All right. And then,
so it's just...
I want to try to finish with what we were going to talk about there because we're running out of time. Yeah, as usual. Okay, well, the third one is immigration, border security. But let's talk about something that's going on that's made national news right here in the Florida 13th Congressional District. Now, let me ask you, first of all, I think this is absolutely stupid to hear about a congressional candidate that's announced that's accusing other candidates and people that aren't candidates like you, of trying to kill her and whatnot. I think that's crazy.
Well, it's just the bottom line is that we asked for information, evidence as to why my name has been, wrapped up in this. This is a suit between two individuals, Anna Luna and Mr. William Prada, and that is what it is. But why my name was involved is very troubling, and I've asked for evidence through her attorney and my attorney, and they haven't produced anything. And I suspect that that's part of their strategy. But we'll continue to see. Now they're going through the discovery process, and so it's just very unfortunate that my name is being wrapped up in this. And of course, as you know, I was an opponent of Miss Luna's, and now I've talked about it about a few weeks now that I'm going to be running again in Florida's 13th district. And so I would hate to think that, there's a political reason for doing this. I would hate to think that, but it's surely without any evidence because I've asked for it and haven't seen it.
Okay.
It's unfortunate that I think that might be what this is.
All right. Well, we look forward to watching you on television on Newsmax or Fox or
I'll be on Newsmax. I'll be on Newsmax at 6:30 this morning, 7 and 8 a.m.
Okay. Have a great week. Amanda Mackey, everybody, from her website, Amanda Mackey, MAKKI.com. And you figure it out. You figure it out. I'll be right back. Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright coming back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senate Republicans Tuesday blocked sweeping legislation on election and campaign finance reforms that Democrats said is crucial to ensuring voting rights and saving democracy. But the GOP blasted as a partisan power grab and noted voter ID is not included, something a majority of American voters on both sides of the aisle want. The Department of Justice on Tuesday seized 36 news website domains linked to Iran's government for spreading disinformation as part of a propaganda campaign. The Department of Justice said in an emailed statement it took action against 33 websites used by the Iranian Islamic Radio and Television Union and three others operated by the Iran-backed Hezbollah militia. New York City mayoral candidate Eric Adams was the early frontrunner after polls closed on Tuesday to represent the Democrats in November's general election. The winner won't be announced for some time. The Board of Elections won't tally absentee ballots until July 6th. USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. That's my buddy Mark Walters, and catch his Armed America Radio Monstercast Sunday nights on many of these same stations from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m., and then his Daily Defense is on in the afternoons from 4 o'clock on many of these same stations. That's 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends over at Everglades Equipment Group. You know, there's 8 stores in the state of Florida, Everglades Equipment Group, and my radio signal and the affiliates that I have here in Florida goes right by every one of those stores. So, you've seen them, you've heard about them. If you haven't been in to check them out and you need, say, maybe some power equipment, or you might need a push mower, self-propelled, or you push do the pushing, or you might need a riding mower, or you might need maybe a bigger or smaller tractor with a 60-inch cut on it. They got all that and more. All you got to do is stop by Everglades Equipment Group. Find out that they'll have reliable equipment, fair prices, and extraordinary service. And they're all about their service for something when it breaks down. If you can't fix it and get it back again, then it doesn't help you at all, now does it? But Everglades Equipment Group, check them out. Reliable equipment, fair prices, and extraordinary service. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because that might get you a free Everglades hat. All right, we've got retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright with us right now, and good morning, Colonel.
Hey, good morning, Captain. Good to be with you, as always.
Oh, yes, sir. Doing a bang-up job, getting a lot of great comments about our discussion, even though it's only for a short time. It's very enlightening and very informative. Now, I got to start with Afghanistan and the legislation, emergency legislation we found out about last night from Senator John Kennedy, Republican of Louisiana, to get these people the hell out of the country ASAP, because we can't dilly-dally around. These people they're sitting here with a death sentence hanging over their head.
Yeah, Captain, and whether you agree or disagree with the creation of the situation that led us to this, we do have a commitment to those folks, and John Kennedy is right in doing that. We've got a special visa program that is supposedly designed to take months. Well, we don't even have months now.
Nope.
It's actually taken years to do. And so we're going to have to do some extraordinary things like that. And unfortunately, it's that kind of those kind of short-term fixes to fix problems that have been long in the making that, that now we have to wrestle with.
Yeah, and I believe they'll get it done because I cannot imagine for the life of me with all the different shouts coming at them from all different corners that they're going to sit on this because we know what the Taliban have done before. And, oh, by the way, let's talk about ISIS for a second because ISIS suddenly has their police force back in existence to enforce Islamic law where? In the northeastern corner of Syria.
Yeah, Syria hasn't got much attention, has it, because of our everywhere else, but as do it, because, you know, when Iran, of course, continues to call the shots there, and Iran has not, it's got its usual things going on with the Houthi rebels in Yemen, keeping Saudi Arabia busy and feeding Hamas and keeping Israel busy there, in addition to dealing with new bouts and strains of COVID and things like that, notwithstanding a new Israeli government put in place less than 2 weeks ago. So, yeah, that's yet another thing. But I think it highlights, you know, look at the big picture. Talking about the last hour or so, you've been talking about the domestic quagmire, which has been made infinitely worse by a Democrat-controlled House and Senate, and now a Democratic-controlled presidency. But it's made it infinitely worse to solve problems that are, frankly, 30 years in the making. When it becomes the United States' place in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, China and Russia have not had that same problem. Putin and Russia very casually and easily made a transition from the Soviet Union to the policy they did with really almost transparent change. And, of course, with the ascendancy of China with having the tools the real tools, the real power to do that, along with their aspirations to match, is causing problems. Whereas the United States of America, we have struggled in the post Cold War era to come up with what is our place and come up with an enduring national strategy that will guide what we do, regardless of who president is. But it's made worse with the domestic quagmire that we have in finding our direction.
Mm. And, of course, folks, I'm talking to you, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. We talked to him Wednesdays at this time, and Kevin is sending us some flowers. He's saying, I love the Lieutenant Colonel segment.
yeah, that's good to hear. As usual, we got about 50 pounds of back guano to fit into a 10-pound back guano bag.
Yeah.
We're done together, but it's enjoyable, and there's always a lot.
Well, go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, just in terms of the big picture and then focus on the small picture, because a lot of what we're talking about right now, about making good on our promises to our allies, particularly our allies with the CIA, even more so than our ground forces in Afghanistan,
right,
as we struggle through that and taking care of them, because we do owe them something, regardless of how we got ourselves in that situation. But a lot of it, you go back 30 years and there's some things are that have been the source of this, and both left and right have been to blame for this. And there's been some things that we have put forth in those 30 years, but we haven't latched on to them. But, I mean, you could even go back to the post-World War II era when President Eisenhower warned us in his farewell address about the military-industrial complex, and we really haven't come to grips with that. We've allowed money and other things that have nothing to do with genuine national security to drive much of what we've done in the world. And the beyond that, looking at the, you know, Colin Powell put together the Powell Doctrine, and we've generally discarded the guiding principles of it.
Mm-hmm.
We've allowed ourselves to get involved in nation building. And so you take a look at that and you say, okay, well, what are the successes that we've enjoyed in the last 30 years? Well, I would say arguably Desert Storm, Grenada, and Panama.
Yeah.
Some of those you're very familiar with.
Yep.
We've had some mixed bags, which is Israel, which is now not looking really good when you took a look at the rise of Hamas and Iran and its influence there.
Hezbollah.
And, of course, the, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the Palestinian factions, because it's no longer the PLO, it's factions. You know, a group of 14 factions just came out of the meeting, and typically they came out with their press release largely calling Israel the enemy. So that didn't change, even with the change of government, the rise of Bennett taking Netanyahu's place there. The tune and the message coming out of the China, Russia, and their proxies, which is what Hamas and ISIS and the Taliban are, those tunes haven't changed. They've been consistent. We've had a hard time trying to struggle with what we're going to be consistent about. And then we've got shortfalls. Arguably, Vietnam is a shortfall. Afghanistan has been a shortfall. Libya was clearly a shortfall. What has gone on in Lebanon and Beirut and the Reagan administration, the bombing and barracks right there. And then and Israel is a mixed bag, but right now it's increasingly going might be some shortfalls. So we're struggling to find our place in the world. And right now, it's hard to separate out the Middle East and Central Asia. And the thing that binds that as far as national security is that the one strength that we continue to have is the ability to employ and also protect, like what you talked about, the Afghanistan Air Force and the American Air Force and our air power. And so the one thing that we have been able to hold consistently is to try to keep the ability for us to employ air forces and our allied air forces throughout the region, frankly, throughout the world. That's what we have, because ground forces is not doing the job for us, and we're struggling to find out what that will be, because we can't, Afghanistan going to be it. We can't make broker deals with Uzbekistan or Tajikistan. But those are places that we can't do, and they don't want us there, because they don't want to be put in the middle of a new Cold War between China, Russia, and the United States, like is what happened in Afghanistan, and you can't blame them. You can't blame them. So air power and, to a lesser extent, naval power in key places really seems to be the one thing that ought to be the footprint to put together an enduring national security strategy, which, unfortunately, we don't have.
Well, Colonel, we've got about 30 seconds here, and very quickly, China's got more ships than we do. China's got a bigger standing army than we do. They're already ahead of us. People are going, well, they're going to beat us. They're going to beat us. Nope, they're already there. We have to be smarter than them and have better technology now. That's the only way we're going to be able to keep up with them. But where are you going to be? You're going to be at some political function this weekend?
I am. We've got the Florida and the National Republican Liberty Caucus. Florida has the leading Republican Liberty Caucus right there. We're going to be with a bunch of freedom lovers in Orlando this weekend. That's where I'll be, and I'm excited about that. And maybe I'll have something to talk about that will tie in with some things we've been talking about in the last 10 minutes.
All right, thank you very much, Colonel. Music's going to cut you off. Computer's going to cut you off right there. And I look forward to talking to you next week, sir. All right, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright coming back with the consumer quarterback, Brandon Rimes. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. And welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. My conversation with Brandon Rimes, a consumer quarterback, brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, Sarasota. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. Just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road, look for the big old 9-foot-tall Uncle Sam Red, White, and Blue and the American flag, too. Now, by the way, all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs where the big box stores won't do it. Now, I will tell you this, the Jill and the gang, you can stop by and see her in the store. And if you can't do that, give them a call. Set up an appointment, 941-922-2345, and set up an appointment. They'll come by and check out and see what it is they can do to help you. Now, remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Phone number again, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. You might get some of the free donuts in the back room there. All right, Brandon Rimes, your consumer quarterback, is with us. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Captain.
Yeah. Now, I would like to ask you a question here about something that California is proposing. The governor is proposing taking $5.2 billion from the COVID money that they got, the COVID assistance that California got, and using it to pay all the landlords, all the back rent that's owed by all the people there, and it would probably take care of it, and they'd have money left over, and they'd start over from square one. Good idea, bad idea?
Well, if you're making the landlords whole, that would seem to me be, you know, is something that would be good for the people. But I've heard also there's another one going forward that is going to pay for directly to the tenants And, you know, I haven't read the full bill or the full, the bill that were where the money would be coming from. But you said it was from the federal government's COVID relief fund.
Right.
So I'm not sure where that should be earmarked for, but, you know, I know it was a struggling time for tenants, and especially everything was worse in California because of their bad governing, and Newsom in particular, in the middle of this, you know, with his recall. But, yeah, I think that the landlords should be protected because this was a, you know, made-up virus, a planned pandemic and a lockdown that really hurt, you know, a lot of people. You know, I feel for the the small business owners, the self-employed is kind of who I identify with. These people are, they're buying duplexes, triplexes, and quads to try to pay for their income and have their income. And to protect them would be seems like a good idea in my mind.
Well, one of the examples was there was a landlord that had 14 tenants, was owed $100,000. Wasn't sure if it was apartments or what it was, but it sounds like it is because of the amount of money. 14 tenants, $100,000, and he was about to get foreclosed himself. And that's one of the things that they cited as an example.
Yeah, exactly. And one of these, you know, this whole lockdown system was just a bad idea from the get-go, and hopefully it never happens again. Hopefully we learned our lesson. And, you know, luckily for us in Florida here, you know, we have a great governor that saw right through it and got us back opened up. And we were able to rebound a lot faster than the, you know, most of the other states. And, you know, so luckily we have, you know, different states. And that's where we're back to what we talk about from time to time is, you know, what we call these leftugies, you know, these people that are leaving blue states for the red states. And yeah, you're seeing that as a trend now, unprecedented trend, and record numbers. People are relocating to Florida, to Tampa Bay as well, in particular Tampa Bay, you know, with all of our championships and great sports teams. But there's also a date coming up, too, Captain. I wanted to mention, if we have time for that.
Go ahead.
Coming up. Okay, so we have the June 30th coming up here is the end of the foreclosure moratorium. And I just spoke about this on my show with one of our attorneys, a real estate attorney. And so the moratorium is ending on June 30th, and that's the federal moratorium. Yes, some states can step in and add to that if they'd like. I believe that in Florida, it's going to end on June 30th. So what does that mean? It means that properties that were basically halted that said, nope, you can't foreclose, and it's both for landlords and also for Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac loans.
Mm-hmm.
They are going to be moving back into foreclosure. So that could affect the economy. It could affect inventory levels. And it also may present some opportunities for investors of people that are going to be, you know, foreclosed on.
Well, cash is always king, as we know. And if somebody shows up and has money to buy something and they can pay it and get rid of it, then they're going to wind up with the product. That's all there is to it. But I remember the HUD mortgages. Remember those back a few years ago when we had all these HUD homes lined up all over the country?
Yes.
I had a guy.
Yes,
we were
housing.
Yeah, I had a guy that was going to buy a house, and I had a guy, the HUD people said, well, you're entitled to this, that, and the other. How many homes do you want? I said, what? They said, how many homes do you want? I said, I just want one.
Yeah. So that's, you know, whenever we had the mortgage meltdown years ago, they were releasing these REOs. So REO is real estate owned by the bank, also known to most people, they call them foreclosure homes. Mm-hmm. So they would release them in tranches or you know, buckets of hundreds or even thousands of properties at a time. So that way they knew there was a certain amount of bidding that would happen on those properties. So potentially you could see something along those lines with these new foreclosures that'll be coming out in June, July, and August. That could present opportunity, again, for investors. Another big article, thing that I'd like to talk about, because I'm for the small guy. I'm for the
veteran. All right. We got a minute. So go ahead.
Yeah, the first-time home buyer. So CNBC did an article, and there's been a lot of talk. Even Charlie Kirk was talking about these BlackRock, you know, these big hedge funds, basically thousands of people pooling their money together and bringing in these cash offers on real estate properties, and they're beating out for the first-time home buyer, the small family, and also the veterans that want to use their VA certificate to buy 100% financing. So that's a big frustration of mine. I feel like legislatures should step in and allow a 7-day or 10-day window where the homeowners would need to sell or banks would need to sell to that veteran or that first-time buyer rather than giving the big hedge funds, you know, who have the cash, the free reins to buy up all this inventory because then they're just turning around and renting them back out and jacking up the rents for people and turning us into a renter's economy.
All right. Well, we got to go. So it's consumerqb.com, consumerqb.com. And we will talk to you next week, and I'll see you Thursday, maybe.
All right. Thanks, Captain. Appreciate it, man. Keep up good work. Good work out there.
Oh, yeah. A lot of things going on here, and thanks very much. And that's Brandon Rimes. Okay. Real quick, 60 seconds with Todd. Go for it.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. What you judges need to do is not foreclose on the residential houses that you wouldn't let sell for a year. You gave forbearance. You should make those go to those banks. Take half the money. If your payment was $2,000, you can cut it to $1,000 and put a balloon at the end of the payment. Okay, you're not going to steal people's houses because of the pandemic. What you didn't allow them to sell. The judges here disgrace. Okay, make letting people lose their homes when an idiot governor who had no right to shut down the state. They didn't let people work. Okay, that's what you should be doing. Number one. Okay, number two. The Democrats are a disaster. Joe Biden is a disaster. Okay, nobody cares about the gay guy from the Oakland Raiders who wants to announce that he's gay. We care about paying the light bill. We care about putting food on the table. We care about making America great again and taking care of the American people first. That's what Donald Trump was all about. The Americans, we've got to feed our family first, which is the American people. Got to take care of the American people first, not sell ourselves out to China and all the EU countries, okay? Stand up for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. By the way, Jesus Christ is king. Okay.
Thank you very much. That's Todd in Tampa, and we got to go because the clock is starting out here, and he's going to get cut off, and he just did get cut off. All right. Listen, the Captain's America Third Watch, it's been a very busy night. We've had a lot of participants. We had Rob up in Atlanta. I saw your message there, Rob. Couldn't get it in there because of everything that was going on. And to everybody in the chat room, we had a lot of activity in the chat room. Get in the chat room. The Captain's. Let's see, the Captain's Group is what it's called on Facebook. You can get in there. There were 72 people in that chat room tonight going back and forth. Okay? How about that? All right, I'll be back tonight with more. Have yourself a great day. Enjoy the weather wherever you're at. Make it a good day. And certainly, I'll see you tonight on the Radio. Okay, it's all about America. It's all about we the people. That's what we do. God bless America. See you tonight.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.